we all don't have a stand in the facility.
A stand in the facility? You can, you think they'd let us in here?
Actually, yes. I mean, they let the Baptist Church guys in.
Oh, you got to pay for a booth. You got to be united to this place. And we preach the truth. And the truth would not go well inside here. See, the Baptists just invite you to church and do your pagan holidays. And see, by getting a ticket and going in there, they're actually part of it. And the Bible tells us we're not to be of the world. So we're standing outside of it. All we did pay for a parking ticket, but we're standing outside of it to proclaim the truth. We wouldn't go in and look like we're supporting it on the inside. Does that make sense?
Okay, so you're not part of the establishment, so you're opposing the establishment.
We're opposing American churchianity. With all of their false gospels. Did you take a gospel card?
I did.
Yeah. The shed blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection transforms a person's life when they repent and come out of every false way, sin, and worldliness. And then when they're born again by the Spirit of God, which Baptists claim they're born again, but they're not by their fruit. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. They test all things, children of God, and they see that they have to come out of the world. They have to come out of the Roman Catholic pagan holidays like Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. They've got to live every day for the kingdom of God. Otherwise, what are you doing with your life? You're entertaining your flesh. And Satan has a devised plan. He's going to deceive you into following your flesh and your heart. We just came from the Orlando area where we were preaching. What does Disney say? Follow your heart. If you follow your heart, young man, you know what's going to happen to you? You're going to go to hell. If you follow Christ, he calls you out of your carnal fleshly heart, out of the world, and he says, well done, good and faithful servant, but you got to live for him. You got to seek him, and that's what we teach on our website, don'tperish.com.
It's kind of both ways. You have to have faith, and you have to actually prove it.
Works.
It's not enough
to
do.
Faith and works go together.
It's not just one or the other.
Amen.
It's both.
Amen. It's like in a marriage. You love your wife, you take care of her.
Yeah.
If you take care of her and don't love her, or love her and don't take care of her, people will call you a liar. So the church systems are wrong because the pastors aren't telling you the real cost to follow Jesus Christ. They're telling you you can go to church on Sunday and be like the world the rest of the week. Faith alone, grace alone, and Jesus died and made a way for you. There's no Bible verses that teach. Yeah, Matthew 15. Yeah. There's no Bible verses that teach faith alone, grace alone. The Bible teaches that
faith without works is dead.
Amen. James 2. Yeah, amen. So by faith we're saved through grace. But it's never alone, and a saving faith always has works of obedience and holiness. And if you claim Christ, love Christ, and follow Christ, it'll show. You'll come out of the world. So our website's there. Test it. Email us. We'd love to encourage you in the faith.
All right. You have a great day.
Thank you, sir. God be praised.
Thank you.